Big win for the Lake Show. Lakers over the Boston Celtics, 96-95, the final score. Lakers now run their record to 15-6 overall. Big win for the Lakers. I mean, not exactly the most ideal finish you want from the Lake Show, but it's still a win. A win is a win, and I'm sure Laker fans out there just wanted to see. You heard Anthony Davis with Rachel Nichols. Just get back in the win column. You had already lost two games in a row, so to see another one, obviously that would have been incredibly disappointing. Lakers did take a 7-point lead. Boston went on a 6-0 run, but ultimately at the end of the day, 96-95, Lakers got just enough to get this win over the Boston Celtics. And I was talking about this, that now the Lakers are 4-2 on the 7-game road trip. One more game against the Atlanta Hawks coming up on Monday. How great would it be? You walk away from this road trip and you go 5-2. I think it would be a fantastic, fantastic road trip where the next 5 games after that are going to be at Staples Center. Couple things I want to point out here before we get to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. So if you're out and about in your car and you want to react to this game, you're listening on the ESPN app or on iTunes, or if you're on our social show on all our platforms on ESPN Los Angeles and you want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. You could feel free to give us your thoughts. The big highlights here, I thought, you know, of course, Anthony Davis coming back, 27 points, 2 steals, 14 rebounds. That's AD. And that's not a surprise or a shock. That's something we expect from Anthony Davis. LeBron, 21-7-7. That's LBJ. That's not too much of a shock either. But these role players made up some ground for the Lakers, and they have to. I mean, all we sit here and do is talk about how much depth that the Lakers have, how good this Lakers team is from a role player perspective. Dennis Schroeder came through tonight. I don't feel like he's come through consistently the last couple games. Tonight, 12.7 assists. One of the final calls from Ireland on the call was that and one from Dennis Schroeder put the Lakers up 7. Montrezl Harrell had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 block shots. I mean, that's a fantastic line from Montrezl Harrell. Then you got other players that chipped in that maybe we won't talk a ton about, but I thought Talen Horton-Tucker gave the Lakers some great minutes. I thought Alex Caruso continues to put Coach Vogel in a position where he's got to be in the games closing out. I've said this a few times before, Caruso tonight plus 14, that was the highest plus minus on the team. I feel like I've done that a few times this season where Caruso, he's not going to give you 30 minutes, but he might give you 20, and in those 20, it's quality minutes rather than quantity. Caruso, I thought, had some great contributions. Kuzma had 11 points. So those role players, I thought, were the difference, because you know what LeBron and AD are going to do. It's going to be key from there to see what your bench players and guys like Dennis Schroeder in their starting lineup are going to do, especially because there are some guys that are struggling. Gasol, struggling. KCP these last few games, struggling. Wesley Matthews didn't even get into the game. So there are players that, you know, right now I feel like the rotation's kind of tightening up a little bit. And the guys who did get in came through tonight, 96-95 Lakers over the Celtics. Let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Let's get his thoughts on this 1-point win over Boston. Lakers, like I mentioned, one more game left on this road trip.
Hey, Frank, what was the key to start the fourth quarter there when it seemed like you turned things around?
I think we just had great defensive energy. You know, we try to talk about playing Laker basketball. We're really flying around on the defensive end, getting stops without fouling and getting us out on the break. I think we had a couple possessions where we were able to attack before the defense was set, because we put together some stops. So, you know, this game was won the whole fourth quarter with our defense. And, you know, it's a tough place to win, so it's a good win for us.
And, Frank, what were you thinking with the 9-man rotation, and how did you think that played out as the game went on?
Yeah, these are not easy things. You know, we just felt like, you know, we're trying to get a lot of guys in there. You know, play a 10-man rotation with two guys playing 37, 38 minutes, you know, can be difficult for guys to get rhythm, you know. So, you know, we just wanted to look at what a shorter rotation would look like. You know, a couple guys have to sacrifice. Wes and Keith didn't get in there. We asked them to be pros, and You know, the guys that did play, you know, get a little bit extra run to get a little bit better rhythm. So, you know, I don't know how much of a difference it made, but we were able to get the W. So we're all happy about that.
Bill?
Hey, Frank, you're looking a little less fuzzy now that you guys are back on the winning side of things. Back to the rotations, how much harder is that when you are dealing with veteran players like Wesley and Markieff, who were free agents this summer, obviously had options with where they would go and presumably had roles in mind? I mean, just how much harder does that make the calculus for you?
Yeah, it's the toughest part of the job, to be honest. You know, you got guys that are really good players that deserve minutes that you don't have minutes for. You know, it's difficult. They're tough conversations, but you know, those two guys are consummate pros, and you know, this is not something permanent. You know, this is you know, we lost two in a row. Let's get a win tonight, and you know, game to game from there. You know, and you know, we'll continue to evaluate what we got to do with our rotation to get W's.
Kyle?
Frank, I was just kind of wondering if you could take us in some of those final sequences, especially on offense. What were you looking for? How did the Celtics respond? And as a follow-up, you know, that the AD was talking about the transition defense on when Kemba got the steal and was able to take it back. What happened there that prevented them from getting the easy basket?
One of the best defensive players of the year. I mean, we just run – we got a late game set that we've been running. You know, they got us a lead in Philadelphia. Boston guarded it a little bit better tonight, but we still were able to get AD the ball in a great spot with full space to go to work in the post. They made a strong defensive play and got a strip and had an opportunity to run out and win the game. But Alex just flies from the corner out of nowhere and gets ahead of the play, gets a deflection, slows down Brown, and then Dennis raced back into the play as well. You know, that's what we've been talking about. All trip is just improving our transition defense, that type of urgency. And obviously with the game on the line, those two guys getting back and, you know, getting in front of the ball, both with Brown and with Kemba on that last play by Dennis, really saved the game.
Yeah.
Frank, you guys do so much film work. I'd assume that if you're ever looking for an example of how just hustle can make a difference in a game, that you'd pick that snippet of Alex. Can you just kind of talk a little bit more about the impact something as simple as just putting your head down and running as hard as you can make in a game like this?
Yeah, well, we talked that, you know, that's part of the play harder than your opponent identity is who's changing ends harder, you know, who's changing ends, running the floor offensively, who's sprinting back harder defensively, you know, the sprint versus a jog mindset. Good job. I'll talk to you soon. You know, they're all things that we preach every day, that we continue to coach and hold guys accountable for. And, you know, quite frankly, we haven't done it well enough the first few games of this trip. But we had a pretty solid performance in that regard tonight.
Dave?
How much of your performance down the stretch was different versus the Detroit game by just virtue of having Anthony Davis out there? And how much was it you know, your approach – was tightened up a little bit, wanting to end that two-game losing streak?
I think all of that. You know, Anthony obviously always helps in everything we do. You know, we solidified some things with the rotation. So, you know, guys were able to get a little bit better rhythm going into that fourth. And, you know, like I said, like I think everything you just mentioned contributed to the W.
Last two questions, Jovan.
Hey, Frank, I'm curious, with the new bench kind of rotation of shortening it, you had a lineup out there with Trez, Kuz, LeBron, THT, and Alex that had only played 10 minutes before tonight. What did you think of that group? Because it was obviously very successful to start the second and fourth.
Yeah, I like the energy that they had. You know, I mean, Alex and Kuz and Talen and really Trez, like all four of those guys are hard playing dudes, you know, and you know, we haven't seen that lineup primarily because we haven't seen a lot of Talen Horton Tucker. You know, we want to get in there, but it's, you know, again, these are tough decisions. You know, Wes Matthews is a heck of a player and sacrificed the game tonight to get Talen some minutes. Keith as well. You know, those guys are major contributors for us. We've got a lot of depth, so we intend to use it.
Last one, David.
Hey, Coach, AD during the TV interview after the game said something about going back to be the old AD. How much important is for you to have him play with the determination he has offensively in this game and also the impact it had on the.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, this is a different type of season. You know, you win a championship, his first championship, and, you know, all of a sudden your offseason is cut short dramatically. And, you know, so there's you don't have the normal buildup, getting your legs under you, getting prepared for the season. So we knew the first part of the season, you know, there was going to be a little bit of, you know, let's just, you know, get our ramp up, you know, as comfortable as possible. And, you know, he's built up. He's getting into that mode right now. He's really starting to pick it up. The injury set him back a little bit by missing the game the other night and being injured throughout the Philly game. But we want him to be assertive. And when he's assertive on both sides of the ball, you know, we're very difficult to beat. So, you know, I'm happy with how he played tonight.
All right. That's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. If you do not listen to the broadcast or watch it on TV tonight, what a game, 96-95 Lakers over the Celtics. When we come back, a couple things I want to hit on that Coach referenced. He talked about the fourth quarter defense for the Lakers, who only gave up 17 points in the fourth. The shorter rotation, so no Markieff Morris, no Wesley Matthews tonight. I thought actually that played to the Lakers' advantage. We'll take more of your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Thank you for tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And he gets it to Kemba Walker, who brings it into the front court. 2:40 to go. Walker driving through the entire Laker defense, and Montrezl Harrell blocks his shot. Lakers are arguing that that ball hit Walker. Third block of the game for Harrell.
Really nice defensive game from Montrezl Harrell. You hear John Ireland mention it there. Three blocks for Montrez. By the way, Talen Horne-Tucker, two steals for the Lakers. AD had two steals, so certainly on the defensive side, you thought the Lakers won this game. Only gave up 95 points. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. For more than 25 years, Adriana's Insurance has been the champion of savings. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. More options, no contracts, just savings. Jared Dudley sent out a tweet. Sure, I read this properly here. Best win of the year. That's it. That's all Jared Dudley put out there. And right when I saw that tweet, started thinking to myself, I'm like, best win? Wait, let me go back here. Let me think. What are some of the, you know, big W's that the Lakers have had? I think it's either going to come down to the win in Milwaukee or it's the win against the Boston Celtics tonight. Some other games that the Lakers have won, really, okay, the Houston Rockets, they weren't good. Memphis, no problem. Just go back to some of the other wins that the Lakers have had so far this year. A lot of them have come against teams that you're expected to win. So the road win against the Milwaukee Bucks or this road win against Boston. I'm actually with Dudley on this one because it is the Boston Celtics, because it is the rival of the Los Angeles Lakers, because Boston is going to be one of these handful of teams in the Eastern Conference that are competing to come out of the East. And let's not sugarcoat it. Boston's got a future. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, those two guys are absolute studs, and one's 24 years old, the other one's just 22. So no question about it, those players are a big part of what the future of the Boston Celtics are going to be. I mean, Tatum for a few possessions in a row was just going right at, doesn't matter who, Anthony Davis, didn't really matter at all who he was going up against, but he was taking the challenge. But the Lakers 96-95. So something Coach hit on that I want to hit on real quick. So Lakers had a bit of a shorter rotation tonight. Coach hit on two things. First thing he hit on was the fourth quarter defense is what won the Lakers the game. By the way, third quarter, Lakers collapsed. They gave up too many points, had six turnovers just in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, complete opposite. It was Boston that was collapsing, and it was the Lakers that were protecting the ball, and Boston who had, I don't know how many turnovers they had in that fourth quarter, but it felt like they were turning the ball over every other possession. Something along those lines. So the tight rotation for the Lakers. You know, we've talked about how the Lakers pretty much are going to play 10, 11 guys each one of these games. It's probably not ideal. It's a luxury. I don't think it's a necessity, but this is part of the position that the Lakers are in. They got so many talented players. Wesley Matthews, one of those guys that didn't get any playing time tonight. I'm okay with it, and I'm sure there's probably other Laker fans out there. Wes has struggled. He struggled from the three-point line. There's no, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He certainly has not got into a groove where I'm just going to use Talen Horton-Tucker as an example. I know he's incredibly young. I know that it's not common to play somebody this young on a championship team. Usually those young players, they're getting a lot of their playing time. They're typically doing it on a lottery team. They're not going to, you know, how are you going to get major minutes playing for the Los Angeles Lakers when they're favorites to go back-to-back this year? That's not typically going to happen. But I remember in the pregame show with Michael, I was telling him, I said, listen, if a guy like Talen Horton-Tucker is getting 15, 20 minutes a game and you're giving Wesley Matthews less minutes, I'm okay with that. If Alex Caruso is going to get more playing time than some of the other players, it's all good. If AD is going to play more of the five and Marc Gasol, you got to limit some of his minutes, and Markieff Morris isn't going to get into the game, which I'm a fan of Markieff, but I know that can go either way. But with all that being said, you've lost three games in a row, or I'm sorry, you've lost two games in a row. You're trying to avoid losing the third game in a row. I did think that this was a very important game for the Lakers just to kind of get back on track, just to get back on the winning column and start kind of some new momentum for this team. So I was a fan, and you know, if you guys have a thought on this, I'm a big proponent of Talen Horton-Tucker getting more playing time. I really am, because I do feel like he adds this element and this incredible amount of pressure on defenses where he's not just one-dimensional, where you're only looking at, well, is he going to pull up and shoot a jumper? No, THT puts pressure on defense, tries to get to the basket, and for a 20-year-old to have that type of offensive ability, I think that's such an advantage with LeBron and Anthony Davis, or one of those two guys are getting some rest on the bench. Okay, that's one side of it. The other side of it I want to hit on was, you know, after the Lakers lost to the Detroit Pistons, I went a little too hard on the Dennis Schroeders and the Montrezl Harrells of the world. They combined, those two players combined in that game against the Pistons for 18 points. They combined for four assists, I think it was, six rebounds, something along those lines. And I kept saying to myself, I'm like, wait a minute here. These two guys, this is supposed to be your third and fourth best players. Anthony Davis is not playing tonight. These guys got to have much better lines than what they did against the Pistons. And I know the Lakers looked gassed in that second half. I get all that. But those two guys have to be consistent for the Lakers. If the Lakers are going to go back-to-back this year, Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell, it can't be you go three games not contributing the way we're accustomed to or what most fans are expecting from a guy like Dennis Schroeder or from Montrezl Harrell. Tonight, they were right back to form. I loved in Schroeder's stat line, those seven assists were so big for the Lakers. I think he had four of them in the first half. It doesn't have to be just scoring. It doesn't have to be just 18 points, and that's what you're expecting from Dennis Schroeder. Put pressure on the defense. Be one of those players that can also create from others or for others. And I thought Schroeder did that. And then, you know, Montrezl Harrell, if I was giving out, you know, if you're saying, all right, got to give out a game ball, who's it going to go to? I think I would lean towards Montrezl Harrell, because it wasn't just his 16 points and his five rebounds, three block shots and two steals. So I thought Montrezl did a little bit of everything tonight, and certainly that part of it was key, was so big for the Lakers, and I love seeing some of these role players deliver for the Lake Show. Anthony Davis not playing in that game against the Pistons, okay, you're incredibly aware of what that means. But also at the same time, he comes in tonight and, you know, it looked like AD really tried getting himself going early. He took 14, I think he had 14 shot attempts in that first half. And then in the second half, Boston completely changed their game plan. They tried shutting down Anthony Davis. Everything was about doubling as best as they can, doubling Anthony Davis. So AD tried making the proper plays when he could. He ended up with the 27 and 14, like I mentioned, with the two steals. Okay, coming up next, LeBron James. We'll get a chance to hear from LBJ, get his thoughts on this win, plus just one more game left on this Lakers road trip, and I'm sure Laker fans, and including this Lakers team, are excited to get back to Staples Center. They'll have five straight games at Staples Center after this game on Monday. Lakers over the Celtics, 96-95. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. So this is one area of the game that the Lakers typically dominate in. Surprisingly, Lakers got dominated in Points in the Paint today, 60-40. 60-40. Actually, when you do look at these team stats, we're going to have LeBron James, by the way, coming up here shortly. When you do look at these team stats, 96-95 Lakers over the Celtics. Lakers, just kind of put this in perspective, Boston shot almost 49%, Lakers shot 44%. Lakers did hit three more threes than Boston. Both teams, to be honest with you, struggled from the three-point line. Lakers did leave 6 points on the free throw line. They shot 13 of 19. The one thing I will say, only one turnover in that, maybe actually two turnovers in that fourth quarter. So 14 turnovers total for the Lakers, which isn't too bad. I mean, ideally you want to be around maybe 12, something along those lines. Boston had 15 turnovers. That's one of the stats that killed the Lakers against the Pistons. They couldn't force any turnovers. Everything, the entire time, everything was coming, the game against the Pistons, nothing came easy for the Lakers, and they weren't forcing enough turnovers, but they made it happen tonight against the Boston Celtics. So give everybody just an idea what we got coming up here over the next five games for the Lakers. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Next five games for the Lakers. So February 1st is Monday, and Lakers will start this stretch. They'll play the Atlanta Hawks. Lakers have four road games in the entire month of February. Lakers have four road games in the entire month of February. So it just shows from this point on, and their last game is going to be March 3rd before the Lakers go on this break. This just kind of shows what a great position that the Lakers are in. The break, by the way, will be 37 games in, and then we take it from there. But this just shows the position that the Lakers are in, that you got an incredible amount of games that you can take care of. Atlanta Hawks coming up on Monday. Denver at home on Thursday. Then Detroit, Oklahoma City, and Memphis on this kind of streak here, these five home games. I want to say the only team that should really be a threat is Denver over these next six games. So, listen, can you have a Detroit Pistons or a Golden State Warriors upset you? You definitely can. That happens. It happens all the time. But I do think for the Lakers right now, they are in a great position. Now they just got to start taking care of business at home. They're only 4-4 at home. Okay, let's go to LBJ, LeBron James, on the Lakers win over the Boston Celtics, 96-95. By the way, LeBron, his box score tonight, just to kind of show his production, 29.7 assists and 7 rebounds. Here's LBJ.
If you don't mind, 1 second. I didn't see Mike there. So, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, LeBron, that final play or that final section of the game, Caruso sprints down the court. And just wondering, you know, it seems like an effort play, but there has to be a certain amount of just mental acuity there and just kind of recognition. Can you take us through what you saw in that from that perspective and kind of how big that was?
Anytime you have a turnover, you just want to have a quick twist, try to get back and try to recover the play. And that's exactly what we did, starting with AC getting back and then all of us just kind of formed a wall.
Dennis did a great job of standing in front of Kemba, even though Kemba got to his pad and shot a step back. But Dennis still got a great look. I mean, got a great contest on his shot and Tyson missed a layup. So I came away with a win.
Frank spoke about shortening the rotation to 9 for tonight, and that's been something he's been juggling with. You know, you have 11 guys at least who you'd like to give more minutes for. Just your experience over the years and what it's like having the rotation like that and how that impacts guys night in, night out.
You know, as professionals, we all just have to stay ready when our number is called. You know, we're here for one reason only, and that's to try to win a championship, and that's what it is.
Kyle Gunn.
Hey, AD talked a little bit about sort of just not wanting to lose 3 in a row and having a little extra energy from that. In what ways do you feel like maybe that extra energy or extra desire to break the losing streak came out tonight in your guys' performance as a team?
Well, we don't want to lose 1 in a row, you know, and then we take pride in losing 2 in a row. And we did that and in Philly and Detroit. So we knew we was coming into a hostile environment in a hostile building, understanding, you know, how good this team is. And we had to play some really good basketball in order to win. And we was able to win one possession more than they were tonight and come away with the win.
Dan?
Hey, LeBron. You guys, obviously, every time you step on the court, you guys have a lot of talent that you put on the floor. But over the past year and 20 games, I guess, this season, playing harder than the other team, wanting it, I guess, more has been a thing that's really shown through. How have you guys been able to keep that sort of like, we're going to play harder than you more nights than not sort of mentality?
Because talent can only take you so far. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of talented teams in this league, but it's how far you can go as far as how hard you play, you know, how much you challenge yourself on the defensive end to try to get stops, to want to get stops, and just have that mentality. So that's just who we've been over the last year or so.
Bill?
All right, that's LeBron.
All right, that's LBJ right there. You know, one of the things that I've heard now from – you heard it from Coach – you heard it from Anthony Davis when he was with Rachel Nichols. You heard, obviously, just LeBron even right there just kind of referencing to it. Alex Caruso and those couple of possessions, specifically that last possession. By the way, Boston could have easily scored on that final possession. But Alex Caruso, just his hustle. If I read off Alex Caruso's stat line, I'm going to read it off. All right? And if anybody did not watch the game or listen to the game, they're going to look at this stat line. They're going to say, Al, what are you talking about? Why are you giving so much praise to Alex Caruso? He had 2 points. He had 3 rebounds and 1 assist. And he played 20 minutes, only took 2 shots, 1 of 2 from the field. Very naturally, somebody's going to look at that and say, okay, well, let's skip over Caruso. Let's go to the guys that filled up the box score. Okay, what did Anthony Davis do? Or what did Kuzma, how did he contribute? Just kind of go off of that. It's very natural and it's all good. But Caruso makes winning plays. He does. I don't know how many in these last 5 games. I feel like Caruso's been. The Milwaukee game, I know he was in at the end. This game, of course, he was in at the end. What's the game we had after Milwaukee? Cleveland and Chicago, some close games. You can't take Caruso out in critical times because you know he's not going to hurt you. You know he's probably going to give just a little bit more effort because he knows if he's going to stay on the court, that's the only way that he's going to stay on the court. He's got to out-hustle some of these other players and everything else. So I just point that out because the dude was plus 14 on the plus-minus, and he only played 20 minutes, and he only took 2 shots. So it just kind of shows his contributions there towards the end. All right, Lakers 96, Boston 95. Coming up next, Anthony Davis. We'll hear from AD. Get a chance to hear from Anthony Davis, get his thoughts on this Lakers win, this 1-point win over the Boston Celtics. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 96-95, Lakers over the Boston Celtics. Next game coming up. By the way, give everybody a quick idea here. The next game's on Monday. Pre-game show at 3 p.m. and tip-off at 4:30. See if Lakers can go 5-2 on this road trip. Here I was praising Alex Caruso as much as I was. We're going to go to Caruso first. After Caruso, we still got Anthony Davis. Here's Alex Caruso on his performance, the team performance, and the Lakers' 1-point win over the Celtics.
Hey, Alex, congrats on the win. I want to start with that final defensive possession. From the moment there was the steal, what was going through your mind as you got back in transition?
Yeah, once the ball popped up in the air, You know, regardless if we were going to get it back or not, I was just kind of making my way back on defense just because that's, you know, kind of what we teach ourselves to do. You know, just expecting the worst, hoping we got the ball back and got a shot up. But as it turned out, we didn't. So, you know, just being in the right place at the right time. Thought I was going to be able to get the steal. Was nervous about reaching in and fouling them and putting them to the line since they were the bonus. So I kind of backed off and then, you know, got a stop in the end on the game.
I know defending without fouling is something you guys have been focusing on, especially a lot of us late. AD just talked about it as walk-off too. Defensive transition is an area you guys wanted to get better at. And when you look at that final possession, Alex, from the moment you got the stop in transition initially, obviously contesting Kemba to then making sure Tice wasn't able to connect right at the very end, what can that possession do for you guys moving forward?
You know, I think the fourth quarter was a lot more along the lines of how we're going to play defensively. You know, a little more aggressive, a little more impacting what the offense does rather than letting them dictate what we want on defense. And starts in transition, you know, we haven't been great in that area. We're trying to get better. So we haven't a lot of practice time this year. You know, it's a lot of just games, film sessions. So that's something that's, you know, harder to do, learn on the fly. But I think we're getting better. You know, it's just an effort thing. It's about realizing where the guys are and matching up. And then, you know, being able to box out and get out and transition on offense is another part of, you know, us being a great team. So, obviously, the game was over on the rebound. But, you know, plays like that, us getting back, getting loaded, contested shots, rebounds, and then hopefully get out on offense is what we're looking for moving forward.
One final point for me. Obviously, knowing when this game hit, losing those two in a row coming in. AD mentioned you guys don't forget last year and the 32-point loss. Duds just tweeted that this was the best win of the year. How would you quantify this one for you guys?
Yeah, anytime you beat the Celtics, it's a good day. You know, that's for us as a team, but, you know, as a fan base, I know the Lakers love when we play the Celtics. And like you said, last year we split with them, but that one, you know, in Boston stung a little bit. So we just tried to make sure we came out, you know, gave a great effort. And, you know, they're one of the best teams we've played this year. Can't argue with the win. You know, anytime you get a win on the road against a really good team, a playoff team, you know, arguably top four team in the West, or sorry, the East, in my opinion, it's always a good win.
Alex, thanks for your time.
All right, let's go to Dave McMiniman.
Alex, nice win. A lot of coaches will say it's not really about who starts, it's who finishes. How comfortable are you being a part of the finishing group? And do you take pride in being able to make plays late in the game that affect the outcome like that?
Yeah, really confident. You know, I did a lot in the playoffs last year, a lot in the regular season last year. Just earning coaches' trust, earning the teammates' trust. You know, I'm a really, really competitive guy, and, you know, at the end of the game is when it matters most. So, you know, I don't really care too much about starting points, stats. You know, I care a lot about winning. You know, fourth quarter, end of the game is winning time. And a lot of times coming out of timeouts, I'll just say that if it's winning time, I'll go to one player or say it out loud, just, you know, kind of let everybody lock in, let everybody know what's going on. You know, for me, that's my favorite part of the game.
Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, AC. I'm wondering with the two new big guys and Trez and Mark, obviously they're so different from sort of the traditional centers you guys had last year. How much does that change sort of the whole variance of the different defensive roles you guys have to play? Are you like having to like memorize a lot more, like, okay, if we have this lineup, I have to be in this position. If we're in this lineup, I have to be in this position, or does it affect it at all?
Not so much. You know, we have a lot of the same principles in our defensive schemes from last year, maybe tweak a little here and there, depending on the opponent. But for the most part, you know, we're still doing the same things. It's just about, you know, getting acclimated. You know, like I said, we haven't had a lot of practice time. We don't have practice time, you know, stuff that you try to introduce scheme-wise for new players, you know, transition defense, finding the connectivity on that, handling pick and rolls and our beer system of guards getting into the bigs and bigs stepping up on floaters and passes. So it's just the chemistry and the connectivity. You know, we're working through it. We're not going to be perfect. We weren't perfect last year at the beginning of the season. We struggled with it. And, it's about growth mindset. You know, we're trying to get better as a team, trying to get better as a coaching staff and organization every game. without the practice time, we have to rely on game reps and game minutes to get it right. So, you know, I'm optimistic we're moving in the right direction, but still a long way to go.
All right, I could listen to Caruso for another 10 minutes. If Caruso would talk, I'm ready to listen. You just like his small winning plays. You like his selfless play. And by the way, Lakers got a lot of players like that, and that's how you got to be. If you got a chance to go win another NBA championship, you got to have players that sacrifice. Caruso is definitely one of those players. And I know we have this conversation all the time. You say, oh, it's a 72-game grind. You know what? If they lose, if they lost tonight, the world's not going to end. I get all that. But you wanted tonight's game. You're coming off a two-game losing streak. And, of course, this is the Boston Celtics. Lakers, I want to say, got blown out in Boston last season. So this is an important game for the Lakers just to get back on track. Big difference tonight. They didn't have Anthony Davis against the Detroit Pistons. They had Anthony Davis tonight. AD, 36 minutes, 11 to 25 from the field. 27 and 14 plus two steals. So AD, obviously a big key tonight. Here's Anthony Davis on the Lakers' one-point win over the Celtics.
Hey, Anthony, what stood out to you about the fourth quarter, especially defensively there? What stood out about the fourth quarter to you when you guys flipped the game around?
We had a couple of stops. We made some shots, but I think for the most part we got stops. You know, Tatum got loose a little bit in the fourth, but you know, all the shots were contested. You know, we've been doing a great job of bumping down the fourth quarter. Stop the Detroit game, I think. You know, even in Philly, did a good job. That's how we were able to come back. You know, just buckling down the fourth, being a team where when we need stops, you know, we're going to get them. You know, playing hard, playing scrappy, and you know, I think that last play, with Jaylen Brown could have had an easy layup and. The extra covering to Kemba. I just think that something for the defense. We're just scrappy and just playing hard.
Looked like you were more aggressive, especially early, 18 and 10 in the first half. But just wondered what the season's been like for you, trying to, you know, with everything that you talked about preseason, the shortened off season, how the new teammates, how did you evaluate the whole thing so far?
It's been good so far. You know, for me personally, I just, you know, just get back to attack mode, being aggressive, crashing off the glass, doing those things, everything that I did tonight. I'm trying to get back to that and what I got back to it tonight, carry over for the rest of the season. But everything's coming together very well. We're starting to figure each other out. The guys are getting comfortable. And you know, we're doing it with a short practice time. And we're on the road. So, you know, the more games that we play with each other, the better we'll be.
Anthony, Alex, you credited that defensive play he made late when you spoke to Rachel afterwards, but you know, there's other guys who have more experience in the league on your roster, who have more credentials, who have you know, command a larger salary, but he's part of the closing lineup, or has been often for you guys. What about his game, about his persona, allows him to fit in that role, and what do you guys like about having him there when it's winning time?
Yeah, he's a smart player. Like I say, not the highest paid or, you know, have all the accolades or credentials and, you know, a lot of people don't notice him. But he plays the right way. He you know, locks up defensively, makes tough shots, scrappy. I saw a stat where actually Doug, I didn't see it. Doug told me after the Detroit game that in our losses, he's a plus 46. Like plus minus or something like that, which just shows that anytime you throw him on the floor, he's always in the, you know, plus column and the plus minus, which means he's playing the right way. He's expecting the game, you know, in a positive way. So for him to be out there and close the line with us, you know, we trust him, coach trusts him, and you know, he always comes up and make big plays, just you know, what we see tonight at the end of the game.
Dan?
For what it's worth, I think he's a plus 14 tonight while scoring 2 points off the bench. For you guys as an identity, I mean, how fitting is it to have a guy simply just run as hard as he can from one corner of the court to the free throw line? Like, what does that say about the kind of team that you guys want to be in terms of just playing hard and having that be such a cornerstone of your identity as a group?
Yeah, we just want everybody to do their job. You know, you do your job, and that's all, you know, we can never ask of anyone on this team, from the coaching staff to the players. You know, everyone, you know their role, and everyone they just ask to do their job. You know, if your job is to run to the corners, then, you know, to create space and make shots, then, you know, that's what, you know, we expect you to do. Your job to defend, you know, rebound, block shots, whatever, that's what we expect you to do. Score, come off pick and roll, get in the paint, whatever it is, you know, whatever your role is on this team, we expect you to do it at the highest level. So, you know, I think everyone on our team noticed that. And when, you know, you're not doing it, then we got guys on the team who can hold each other accountable. We have been doing that. So that's why I think a lot of guys are starting to get more comfortable, knowing that guys are going to get on them. And when they're not playing the right way or doing their role, then, you know, we're going to tell them.
Last question, Kyle.
Hey, D, you wound up with the ball after Tice missed the putback and looked like you were kind of hanging on the net for a second, maybe thinking a little bit. I was wondering, what were you thinking after that finish? And as a follow-up, is this the kind of win that still feels a little humbling even after you're winning it?
I don't know what I was thinking. I was just in a daze. You know, got a gritty win. Playing against a team that just, you know, beat us by 30 last year in this building. And, you know, we were able to, you know, put it off with a great win and a stop at the end. So it was just like, you know, a relief. I mean, obviously, you know, Kemba had a good look. Tice had a great look on the putback, but, you know, losing two in a row, something we don't condone, it's something we don't like. We were able to, you know, get this one, and we just, you know, we're back in the win column when it could have easily went in, and, you know, would have killed our spirit, of course. So just a sign of relief just to be able to get this win. And then for us in total, you know, I think we just happy to be back in the win column. You know, happy to, you know, it's been a long road trip, almost 2 weeks now. So we're trying to push through it and continue to play the right way while getting wins. The long road trip can get to anybody, you know, especially when you're away from your home and your family for a very long time. So it was a good win for us to get back in the win column, especially against a team like this and got another team coming up who plays hard. You know, Trey and John Collins and all these guys who are playing extremely well for them. It would be easy to get that win either, but it feels good to get back in the win column going into another game and not, you know, dropping three in a row.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. Yes, it does feel good to get back in the win column. Lakers 96-95 over Boston, 15-6 now on the season. Can they finish off this road trip coming up this Monday and go 5-2 on this 7-game road trip? What a great way that would be to finish this thing off. All right, that's our next broadcast. It's coming up this Monday. Lakers in Atlanta to play to take on the Hawks. Pre-game show will be at 3 p.m. Tip-off is set for 4:30. We greatly appreciate everybody tuning in on our broadcast. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.